Imagine a rugged Montana ranch where a brooding cowboy has built walls as high as the mountains surrounding his property. Now picture a vibrant redhead with a laugh that could melt ice crashing into his carefully ordered world. This collision of opposites forms the heart of a romance that has captured millions of readers' imaginations. What happens when a man labeled heartless meets the one woman capable of proving everyone wrong? The answer unfolds in a story about how the most guarded hearts often have the most love to give. They're just waiting for someone brave enough to claim it. Cade Eaton, 38, shoulders immense responsibility. Since his mother's death when he was 8, he's raised his siblings, managed the family ranch, and now raises his 5-year-old son Luke alone after his ex abandoned them, labeling him heartless, a label that stuck. His life revolves around strict schedules and control, with vulnerability nowhere in sight. Enter Willa Grant, rock star's daughter, sex therapist's child, bartender, and accidental nanny. Their first meeting involves her underwear tumbling from her purse at a coffee shop, foreshadowing how she'll disrupt his ordered existence. Cade's rigidity meets Willa's flexibility. His careful planning collides with her improvisation. His emotional distance confronts her openness to connection. Their relationship transforms when they challenge each other's beliefs. When Willa defends Luke against a bully by pushing the kid into a pool, Cade doesn't reprimand her impulsiveness. He fiercely defends her to the shocked parents. In that moment, she becomes his psycho, someone worth protecting despite her unconventional methods. Cade and Willa naturally dismantle each other's defenses as their relationship develops. The ranch that once felt like Cade's prison transforms through Willa's presence, introducing glitter from art projects, mud-covered boots from adventures, and laughter in previously quiet rooms. When Luke falls ill during Cade's absence, his phone confession reveals a profound shift. "You're smart, you're capable, you're determined. I know you are because you made me like you when I swore I never would." He's moved from seeing her as an irresponsible distraction to recognizing her strength and reliability. Meanwhile, Willa discovers the depth beneath Cade's heartless facade. She notices how he remembers every detail of Luke's preferences and shows infinite patience teaching responsibility while preserving childhood. Through these small moments, she recognizes the truth. He isn't a man who feels too little, but one who perhaps feels too much and has learned to guard it carefully. Their physical attraction builds through increasingly intimate moments that deepen both their emotional connection and chemistry. During a late-night hot tub conversation under Montana stars, Cade reveals layers of his painful past. An impromptu kitchen slow dance nearly leads to a kiss, interrupted only by Luke's timely entrance in his Batman costume. When they finally surrender to their attraction after a night at the local bar, it feels inevitable rather than impulsive. Cade breaks his years of emotional distance because Willa is too special to pass up. His whispered confession that he's a fucking goner for her reveals how completely his walls have crumbled. Their relationship transforms from attraction to profound intimacy. After their first night together, Cade pulls over on a quiet country road to make his feelings clear. "I like you. I care about you." From a man who typically guards his emotions, this direct declaration shows how thoroughly Willa has upended his world. Both carry emotional baggage that threatens their bond. Cade's abandonment by Luke's mother has left him wary of trusting anyone. When she appears at Luke's birthday party in a skin-tight dress, claiming Luke as my baby despite annual visits, his trauma resurfaces. Willa battles insecurities about her directionless life compared to her accomplished family. "I'm not like my brother. I'm not like my parents. I don't have a calling," she confesses to Cade, revealing her fear of inadequacy. Their relationship faces its greatest test when Willa discovers she's pregnant. This triggers Cade's fears of history repeating, another woman trapped in an unwanted situation, potentially resenting him and their child. Willa misinterprets his hesitation as reluctance. Their reconciliation becomes powerful through mutual vulnerability. When Willa returns to the ranch, she finds Cade has created a concrete sidewalk with heart-shaped stones, including one with W-E instead of W-G. Luke explains that Dad made that one, saying her initials wouldn't be W-G for long. This gesture, Cade literally cementing her future in their family, shows how completely his heart has opened to her. For Willa, the nanny position she initially viewed as temporary gradually transforms into where her heart belongs. Standing beside the heart Cade welded for her from old ranch equipment, she admits she's never felt so at home anywhere before. For Cade, home evolves from the physical ranch he maintains out of obligation into an emotional sanctuary created by loved ones. The once-empty farmhouse comes alive with Luke's laughter, Willa's cooking experiments, and their combined footsteps. Their journey culminates when Luke asks about calling Willa Mom, bringing tears to her eyes as she confirms her love for him grew even before her feelings for Cade. With the birth of daughter Emma, named after both their grandmothers, they create a family built on choice rather than obligation. Through their story, home reveals itself not just as a place, but as where love, understanding, and acceptance intersect. Where morning kisses taste like coffee, dinner conversations stretch into evening, and even difficult days end with the comfort of knowing you're exactly where you belong. This story explores how past wounds can either define us or become the foundation for deeper connection. When Cade admits his fears that Willa will leave or that he won't be enough, he's taking perhaps the greatest risk, showing vulnerability to someone who could hurt him. Willa's response captures their journey. She's scared too, but not too scared to try. Their relationship develops through brave choices, Cade revealing his hidden art studio, Willa sharing stories of her nomadic childhood, both gradually dismantling their protective walls. The sidewalk project becomes a metaphor for their relationship, building something permanent together, with Luke nearby playing his guitar, creating the family neither had growing up. Cade evolves from using emotional distance as armor to actively nurturing love. Willa transitions from someone who never stayed anywhere long enough to form attachments to someone who chooses to put down roots. Their story reminds us that real love isn't about finding someone perfect or waiting until we've completely healed. It's about finding someone who makes the risk worth taking, someone who handles our vulnerability with care and matches our courage with their own.